With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Aid request for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan may finally be making their way to the House floor.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing for votes this week on aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan.
There are precipitating events around the globe that we're all watching very carefully, and we know that the world is watching us.
Johnson plans to hold four separate votes on the package and leaves open the possibility of significant changes from the $95 billion aid package the Senate passed in February. But he's facing outright rebellion from conservatives.
This is such a scam, and people are so done with it.
Like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who accuses Johnson of passing measures hard right Republicans vehemently oppose. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And House Speaker Johnson says Republicans demand the Senate hold a full impeachment trial for Alejandro Mayorkas.
If Senator Schumer cares at all about the suffering of Americans and the disaster that Mayorkas has wrought at the border, then he will hold a full and public trial. The American people want a full and public trial. I think they deserve to see the evidence, and it will be unconscionable and, in my view, unconstitutional if Chuck Schumer fails in that responsibility.
While the Senate is obligated to convene a trial under the rules of impeachment, Democrats are expected to dismiss or table the charges before any of the arguments are underway. Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden administration is enlisting officials in 15 states to help enforce consumer protection laws covering air travel. The Department of Transportation said it will give the state's power to investigate complaints about airlines and ticket sellers and then refer cases to the federal government for enforcement. The Dow had 122 points and the NASDAQ is up 7. This is SRN News. Chuck Swindoll is stepping down.
The celebrated pastor, author, and pioneering Christian radio figure is 89 years old, and he's decided it's time to give up his position as leader of Stonebriar Community Church in Frisco, Texas. However, the church says Swindoll will remain on staff and will preach as often as he wishes to. The church's new senior pastor will be Jonathan Murphy, who chairs the Department of Pastoral Ministries at Dallas Theological Seminary. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democrat-controlled Maine legislature has approved a bill that would protect abortion doctors and those who perform same-sex operations from legal action brought in other states. So far, more than a dozen liberal states have passed laws to shield abortion providers and those who work who seek to help children live as the opposite sex. Abortion is legal in Maine at all stages of pregnancy with a doctor's approval. This is SRN News. NASA says it's determined that an object that crashed through the roof of a Florida home last month was space debris.
The debris struck a home in Naples, Florida on March 8th, ripping through the ceiling and tearing up the flooring. NASA recovered the object and took it to the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral for analysis. The space agency says it was a metal support weighing 1.6 pounds used to mount old batteries on a cargo pallet for disposal. The pallet was jettisoned from the space station in 21, and the load was expected to eventually fully burn up on re-entry into Earth atmosphere, but one piece survived. No one on the ground was injured. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Army and Air Force say they're on track to meet their recruiting goals this year, reversing previous shortfalls. But the Navy, while improving, expects once again to fall short. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.